This podcast is brought to you by Podbean. Podbean is the easiest way to create your own podcast. We use Podbean to host the Old Man's Podcast here, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Download the free Podbean podcast app to start recording and publishing your very own podcast in minutes. Podbean provides everything you need to run your podcast, and you can record and publish episodes directly from the app on your phone. Download the free Podbean app today. That's P-O-D-B-E-A-N. Head on over to Podbean at www.podbean.com and use the code PODCAST21. That's all capitalized, PODCAST21, for your first 30 days of podcast hosting for free. Check them out.
Bienvenidos al Old Man's Podcast, el podcast del viejo. Nos puedes escuchar en la app de Podbean Podcast, en Apple y Google Podcast, Spotify, Amazon Music y muchos otros lugares. Si nos quieres escuchar en vivo, nuestro show se transmite de lunes a viernes a las 8 a.m., tiempo del centro.
Thanks, Joseph. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show. We're coming to you live from across the United States and around the world, circling the globe, bringing you some fun, some goofing off, some messing around, and just having some good old time. I'm your host, the Old Man, and with me is my other host, Eric Kirk from Georgia. Hello, Eric. How you doing?
Well, morning to you, everybody.
Good to see everybody coming in. Everybody, it is Friday the 13th. Friday the 13th. Yeah, whatever. Friday the 13th has never really done anything for me. Oh. Good times. Good times. Hey, I'm going to go quiet for a little bit. I'm going to share the show out. Listen to it and enjoy the music and talk among yourselves. I'll be right back. Yeah, there.
Go, Edo! Quintet.
Hi, Brenda Hunt. Brenda Hunt. That name sounds awful. Oh, she was here, but she left. Mr. Russ Brown. What's happening, my friend? Oh, you're really soft, man. Can't hear you.
How you doing today?
There you go. I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Fantastic. Penny J. Good to see ya.
My hurricane finally won a game.
I saw that. I was going to mention it. Congratulations, man. Congratulations. I'll give you a round of applause.
Want to burn down Penny? Yes. Marty? I'm sure thanks, Robert. Ralph? Josephine?
Oh, no. Marley's not feeling well. Ah. Well, if Grammy was here, she'd tell you, Marley, lemon tea. Get you and make you some fresh lemon tea. Bam! Good morning, everybody. Welcome aboard. Make sure your seatbelts are buckled and your tray tables are upright because we're getting ready to take off. Here we go. Man, I'm sorry you're not feeling well, brother. Jeez, along with a thrashing headache, I just came from the store to get that. Oh, man. We live, when we're not feeling good here, when we're feeling bad here at the old man Grammy house, we live on lemon, fresh squeezed lemon tea and chicken noodle, homemade chicken noodle soup. Man, that's what we live on right here. That stuff will fix you. It'll heal what ails you. Yeah, it does, man. Good stuff. Good stuff. Russ, Eric's going to let us know what's going on with the trivia question. It's going to be read at the bottom of the hour. So we'll be ready for
right.
that.
And it'll also be posted on Twitter. Welcome, Preza.
For science.
Yes.
Oh, that's for the February one.
February one. Right. Yeah, so did I.
January's literature.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's get science in there. Come on, people. I don't know where we're at. Last time I think so far,
mythology seems to be taking the lead. Nobody's voting for sports.
Oh, come on. Mythology. Boo on mythology. Let's go science, people. Science.
That's fake science.
Hey, I just wanted to take a minute and bask in the victory of the Kraken beating the top dog in the NHL last night. The Boston Bruins, the Kraken, we spanked them. We shut them out. We gave them a donut. We beat them 3-0. So way to go, Kraken. That's seven straight wins in a row. Six on the road. Yeah, we are undefeated in 2023. We are undefeated. Oh, nobody's going to say anything about that. Oh, okay. Well, I mean, sure, we get excited because the Hurricanes won, but nobody else says anything.
Well,
Thanks, Marley. Thanks. Marley says congratulations. Let's see. Oh, speaking of sports, I read something today that I just did not know. I did not know this. The NFL. NFL, NBA, probably all of them, Major League Baseball and National Hockey League. I don't know. They're probably all of them. Did you know that there is the way their businesses are registered? They are like the WWE. Yeah. Sports entertainment. They are considered sports entertainment. And I thought, well, that's interesting. Because if they're an entertainment like the WWE is, that means that they can dictate the ending of their events. Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that something? Yeah. It can all be predetermined. It can all be predetermined. They know who's going to win the games and who's not going to win the games. And another thing I just found out is back in April 15th of 2021, the National Football League announced its first ever U.S. sports book partnership as Caesars Entertainment, DraftKings, and FanDuel have reached agreements to become official sports betting partners of the NFL. What the French toast is going on?
What's really crazy is that they're doing all this, but Pete Rose can't be put in the Hall of Fame.
Exactly. That is just blowing my mind. I find that's just really interesting. So when you're watching a game and it looks like the referee misses a real blatant call, did he miss it? Did he just ignore it? Exactly, Joseph B. It's all about the money. It's all about the money. But, so now they're going to control the betting on their events? They can. You say, well, that's illegal. No, it's not. Not if they're considered sports entertainment. It's not. That is just blowing my mind. Blowing my mind. So, I mean, I haven't done a lot of research on it. I've just started... I was just reading stuff. I was reading sports today because of the hockey last night. And I come across this stuff, and it has just blown my mind. Are you kidding me?
I tell you, man, if you go back and you look through past like 20 years, anytime we had a natural disaster or some national tragedy, the Super Bowl was won by the team or it was held the next year by the team in that city.
Man, I didn't know or realize that.
Yeah.
But isn't that something? That is
when
just
Katrina
mind.
Happened, the Saints won the Super Bowl.
Man, that's just blowing my mind. Blowing my mind.
When the thing in Boston happened, the Patriots won the Super Bowl.
Oh, man. You're blowing my mind, Russ. You're blowing my mind. That is just unbelievable. I mean, it's just...
Chicago Cubs, they won their first World Series in 108 years after Chicago posted the worst murder death toll record in U.S. history.
Man, oh man, oh man. Interesting. Did you say this? Maybe I missed it, but did you say something about Boston?
Yeah, when the Boston bombing happened, the Patriots won the Super Bowl that year.
Yeah, jeez. Oh, my gosh. Are we so naive? I mean, come on, people. I mean, we got cheating and just nasty stuff going on all around us, and we're just, you know, are we really naive? Are we really naive to what's going on?
If you look at when the Rams moved from Seattle to Los Angeles, it was the same year they had the worst wildfires in L.A. is when they moved the Rams to L.A.
What is going on? Man, yeah. I tell you what, it makes me think, it makes me look at sports now in a whole new light, you know, in a whole new light. I mean, even last night, you think about last night. I mean, if it's true and, you know, the National Hockey League isn't any different, why would they be, you know? I mean, all of a sudden, you got this second-year hockey team, you know, the Kraken, Seattle Kraken, last year, bottom of the pool everywhere, bottom of the pool, and now all of a sudden, bam, they're in playoff contention. And they go into Boston, and they beat the number one team. They just manhandle them. They beat them. It's like, was that all predetermined? I don't know. It makes me want to question everything I see now. You know, it's just unbelievable. You know,
another one is Toronto, when they were talking about selling the Raptors and being done with the NBA in Canada. And all of a sudden, they won the NBA championship. So, yeah, it happens in all sports.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, I'm saying that's it. Because I've started flashing back to, I'm a big baseball. I like baseball. I like the Major League Baseball too. And I started flashing back to some of those, you know, last year's games, where, you know, I mean, it's kind of a close game. You know, it's kind of a close game. And then all of a sudden, the umpire just can't seem to call a strike right. You know, I mean, he's calling these outside pitches as strikes, and it's like, what is he doing? You know, what's he doing? Why all of us, is he not seeing the ball? What's going on? You know, and then the players are getting all upset and all this and that, and it's like, how much of that is just an act? I don't know now. You just don't know. You know, everything's just like the WWE, you know, and everybody knows that the WWE is sports entertainment. It's all scripted. They know what's happening. I mean, yes, there is risks involved. We understand that because you take these 6 foot 8 inch guys, 350 pounds, running around in a rink, throwing people around. Sure, they can get hurt. And they can have devastating injuries, you know. Sure, yes. But it's still just an act. It's still just entertainment, you know. They're supposed to learn how to throw punches and and this and that without really hurting anybody, but a punch gets away from you, bam, and you're knocking somebody out, you know? Yeah, I understand that, but it's all entertainment. So all of a sudden, you know, you got a sure locked in deal with the Seattle Seahawks. You know, they're on the 1 yard line and all they need to do is make a touchdown, another touchdown, and they lock in the Super Bowl. They lock in the Super Bowl. They get, you know, all you had to do is give the ball to Marshawn Lynch and let him run it in like he has been doing all season. It's easy peasy, simple play. And what does he do? He throws an interception right on the end zone. Really? And they lose the game to who? Tom Brady. I mean, now if you go back and you think about events like that, that sounds to me like that was pretty much that was a call from somebody that's writing a script. You know what I'm saying? No. The Patriots are supposed to win, everybody. The Patriots are supposed to win.
I started thinking about that Super Bowl 50 when the Panthers went against Denver Broncos, and on the first play, Cam Newton just drops the ball on the 5 yard line and sits there and stares at it until Denver comes and picks it up and runs it in for a touchdown. That's when I was like, all right, this has got to be staged, because he dropped the ball and just stared at it. He didn't even try to pick it up. He just dropped it and stood there and looked at it. Yeah, you know,
right.
You're supposed to be like one of the most premier quarterbacks ever in the history of football, and you just drop a ball and look at it. This is. And, you know, it's the year Peyton Manning's retiring, you know. Football's a golden child.
Right. And that makes me think now, that makes me look at the year the Broncos are having, or the Broncos just had in the NFL. You know, they were supposed to, Russell Wilson was supposed to go to the Broncos. I mean, everybody's talking, oh, that's it, man. I mean, we are going to win. I mean, we're going all the way, Jack. So everybody at the beginning of the year starts betting on the Broncos to go all the way and win the Super Bowl because Russell Wilson's in house. No, it all goes to down the crapper. Why? I mean, why? How come all of a sudden it seems like he just can't play? What's going on?
This is the first year in his pro NFL career, he decided that partying was more important than playing football, I guess.
I don't know.
I mean, that's what the narrative is. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Everybody was
about football no more.
And everybody was expecting the Seahawks to tank, and now they're in the playoffs. They're playing the San Francisco 49ers in the wild card games. It just makes you, you know, and you know, don't take my word for it, folks. Research. Look at it. Research it. I mean, that's like I came across this article from, you know, from April 15th, 2021 about the NFL announces tri-exclusive official sports betting partners. What? That should be illegal. What do you mean the NFL is partnering with sports betting people? Like you said, Russ, and we don't let Pete Rose go into the Hall of Fame because he bet on games? Seems to me like the NFL, NBA, and you know the NBA and the Major League Baseball and everybody—they're all doing that. They're all betting on games. It's all money.
He was betting on his own team too. It's not like he was betting against himself. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And tanking. He was betting on his own team. So.
Yeah. So it all sheds a new light on what you're actually watching for sports. You know, I mean, it's just weird. It's just an interesting thing. I mean, I'm blown away. So was it all in the plan? Was it all in the plan for the Kraken to beat the Boston Bruins yesterday? I don't know. you don't know anymore what's going on.
How hard they're trying to grow that market out there in Seattle. Yeah.
I think you're right, yeah.
It's a surefire way to do it. You know, you just start getting win after win after win and put yourself in the playoffs. Even if you don't go all the way through the playoffs, you gain so many more fans by just getting to the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know, especially second-year team, the excitement built around that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when the Panthers and the Jaguars in the NFL, when they first became expansion teams in 1996, both of them made the playoffs.
Isn't that
sucked every year? They've sucked every year since, but they both made the playoffs the first year there. You know, as expansion teams.
Right. It's all about making money and marketing. It's all about making money and marketing. Now you're probably sitting there going, well, I thought this was promote your podcast in business day. It is. And I said all that to bring up the fact that it's all marketing. You know, they have a marketing plan and it's all about bringing money. It's all about bringing in viewership. It's all about bringing, filling the stadium seats. You know, it's all about marketing. It's all, that's what it's all about. It's all about marketing. You know, how are you going to fill the seats? How are we going to fill the seats? How are we going to fill that replenished stadium that they did into, you know, for the Kraken? You know, how are we going to keep those seats? How are we going to sell all those seats? Well, we didn't do too bad our first year, but how are we going to keep that going? Well, we're going to have to rewrite the script a little bit and make them winners. Make them winners. Winners draw the crowd. And so I say all that, and you know, if you're here and you've got a podcast, or you're thinking about a podcast, or you've got a business and you're thinking, how do I get people into my business? How do I get people to my podcast? You've got to have some kind of marketing plan. You know, you just can't throw something out there. I mean, you can just throw something out there. You know, if you build it, they will come. Hi, donkey. If you build it, they will come. That's true to a degree. That's true to a degree. But you've got to have some kind of marketing plan. What are you going to do? How are you going to draw the people to your podcast? How are you going to get the people? How are you going to get people to listen to you? You know, how are you going to get that? Well, you got to have some kind of marketing plan. Come up with a marketing plan. You know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You know, if you got a business, how are you going to get people to your online service to buy your products? How are you going to get people to walk? That guy's here. Hey, that guy, how you doing, man? Haven't seen you for a while. Good to see you, my friend. That guy's here. Love that name, that guy. Oh, Dog King, where you going, man?
Bye, dog.
Hit that follow button for us, buddy, and come on back. Come on back when you can stay longer. Yeah. This is our Promote Your Podcast Business Day. If you got a podcast going on and you want to let us help you get people to your podcast, make us part of your marketing plan. Tell us about your podcast in the chat room. Tell us when you're on, what day you're on, what time of the day you're on, what your podcast is about a little bit. We'll read it out, get it out in the airwaves so we can try to get some people to your podcast. That's what we like to try to do, is try to help you out. Come on, donkey. Let's go. Let's get it done. So you got to come up with some kind of marketing plan. You know, how are you going to get it? Like, the one thing is, like, you take advantage of the social media that's out there. Take advantage of social media. You know, get your name out there. Get your name out there. Start networking with other people. I'm talking about podcasts now. Start networking with podcasters. I'm sure you got friends that are doing podcasts, you know, do a joint promotion where you promote them, they promote you, you know, try to get people into your podcast too, because it's really discouraging. Once you start going, it's pretty discouraging when you don't see numbers changing. You know, you're seeing low follower numbers, you're seeing low download numbers. Don't be discouraged though. I mean, things do take time. Things do take a lot of time. I mean, it's something that you got to work at. You got to work towards. So you want to make sure that, you know, you don't get discouraged, but you know, you want to make sure that you're, hold on a second. I'm trying to find something here. Oh yeah, here we go. You know, you just want to make sure that you're focusing on the right thing, you know, and right off the bat, focusing on numbers is not a good thing. Focusing on numbers is not a good thing. My first month when we got going, my first month, we saw from because we started in January, March, April. We started in April of 2020. Our first month, we saw 104 followers come in. We were brand new. We were brand new. So we saw 104 followers come in. And let's see, where's my downloads? My first month, I only had 13 downloads. 13. Boom. That's it. 13. That's all I had. You know, so, I mean, you know, the numbers are kind of low. I mean, but once you, so what are you going to do? You got to, well, you got to get your name out there. You got to get your name out there, let people know what's going on. The next month, in May, I jumped up to having 492 downloads. So, the one thing about podcasts that really help you and get you going is word of mouth. Word of mouth. You got to get people listening to you and word of mouth. Okay. You got to get that going for you. So that's a good marketing strategy, is hooking up with other podcast friends of yours and helping each other out. You know, I'll tell them, I'll promote you, you Max. Promote me, and we'll get it going, and that kind of stuff, you know. And Eric, when it hits 7:30, if I'm still talking, just interrupt me. So we can get that podcast.
Well, we're about 4 minutes away.
Well, why don't we just go ahead and do it now? Let's just, what do you say? Huh? Let's just go ahead and do it now.
Well, I'm about to go ahead and also post it in chat too.
Yes.
The category for this month's trivia question contest is literature. And the trivia question for this month, in the Harry Potter series, the Hogwarts motto is the Latin inscription Draco Dormiens Nunquam Titillandus. What does it mean in English? If you know the answer, email it along with your name to theoldmanspodcast@gmail.com before next Thursday at midnight, 12 a.m. Eastern time, which is 11 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Mountain, and 9 p.m. Pacific. Hopefully this should be a very easy, like, Latin to English translation.
How do you say that again, Eric?
Draco Dormiens Nunquam Titillandus.
Okay. I'm not even going to try to say that. I'll just totally ruin it. But there you go. There's the question. And like Eric said, you come up with the answer. Hey, you know, Google's a wonderful thing for these kinds of trivia questions.
Google or DuckDuckGo.
DuckDuckGo or whatever. Yeah. The question is, Eric posted the question up there in the chat room. I'm going to post it again right here real quick. Here is the trivia question. Just get your answer. Get your answer going. And and get it emailed to us, to the Old Man's Podcast and at gmail.com. to be entered into the contest or entered into the drawing, rather. I'm having a hard time because I'm trying to type. Hold on. Here we go. Let's see. Trivia. Oh, can't spell. Can't spell. Can't talk. That's what happens when you become an old man. There it is again. We got it in there, and we'll post it several other times in the chat room before we end the show. But get that questions emailed to theoldmanspodcast@gmail.com. And if it's a correct answer, we only put the correct answers into the pot, into the drawing for the $50 gift certificate for GloFlow Denver. So get that figured out. What is this Latin statement? What does it mean in English? Draco Dormiens.
Draco Dormiens Nunquam Titillandus.
There you go. It's like the Hogwarts
motto in the Harry Potter series.
Okay. There you go. Man, that's a good one, Eric.
Welcome, Ralph, to the call.
And so there it is. There's the question. Get it figured out. Get it entered. Because you know you want that. You know you want that gift certificate, because they got a lot of cool stuff. I can't even read. I know what you're saying. I can't even read it either. I read the question. I come to that Latin. My brain just goes, you know, it's just not going to work.
Perfect opportunity to, like we say, use Google or DuckDuckGo or or any translation search engine.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just wondering why Latin was never used again. Why they keep saying it's a dead language.
Right? You know, at one time Latin was because of the Catholic Church in that, Latin was like almost the main language worldwide, wasn't it? I would think so.
Yeah, that's why I'm wondering, like, why we don't use it anymore, or why people complain. And yet, like, doctors.
Oh, you broke up on that last part, Ralph. Would you say that again?
No, I was wondering why that's a dead language. I think, like, doctors are required to learn Latin because of how they name certain medications or something, or ailments. I don't know.
Welcome to the guests with the nondescript.
I don't know, because it seemed like, yeah, like you said, like you're alluding to, that Latin was how what everything got named. You know, everything had the Latin name for it. I don't know.
That guy said it's not dead. Okay, never mind. I stand corrected, but
it's not dead. It's not dead. It's just that it's just not used just as much as it used to be. Bad. It's on life support.
It's on a ventilator. Sorry.
A ventilator. Yeah, really. Oh, my goodness. My goodness. I don't know. But what other languages are like that? I mean, it seems to me like there's a lot of languages like that. I think English has taken over as being the number one language spoke throughout the world.
Not even, because with all the, what do they call those? Suburban dictionaries? A lot of nonsense stuff is getting added to that.
Oh, yeah, I know. I mean, it is the, WKOP, the English language has changed so much. Yeah, and I do not agree with that at all. I mean, we're go ahead, Eric.
Go ahead, Eric.
Well, and a thing to also remember is the difference between Romance languages and Germanic languages. Because like Spanish, French, and Italian, you know, and Portuguese are, you know, have like have connections to Latin, because that's, you know, like their language of origin. Whereas like Russian and German and English are considered Germanic languages.
Well, you know, Italian is the language of the gods.
Just throwing that out there.
It's a little biased. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but what did Latin take the place of? I mean, think about the world and the dominating factions that were in control of the world. I mean, Latin kind of took the place of Greek, you know. Right. I think at a time, there was a time when Greek was the language, you know. I don't know.
What is Aramaic? Is that like a language in the Bible or something like that?
Oh, Aramaic, that's like what
Arabs and Middle East, Middle East.
They have different languages that comprise the Aramaic language. Yeah, there's like I don't know the names of them.
Okay.
I'm sure there are. But they speak all kinds of different dialects within there.
Yeah, Joseph B. says what's really dying are the dialects, you know, the different forms or the different takes of the English. Here in Kansas, we have our own form of English. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, and down south, they have their own form of English. And then the millennials, they have their own form of English.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I want to welcome WKOP in the call room there. Hey, I've never talked with you on the phone. I'm glad you're calling in, but please remember we're a family friendly show, so no cussing.
Hey, will do, and thanks for that reminder.
Yeah, how you doing? What would you like to say?
I just actually was out here in the studio. I'm on vacation, and I put a little podcast up a minute ago, and I was just checking to see if it loaded, and here you guys are. I was kind of excited to see somebody out there doing what I was doing today.
Great. Hey, tell us about your podcast. What's going on?
So I'm glad you gave me the reminder about family friendly, because we use special words sometimes. But normally what it is I try to do two shows a week. The first one is my wife is in here with me and a good friend of mine, and we just talk about whatever's on our mind, current events, you know, stuff like that. And then usually once a week, my friend and I come out here and talk more man-related sports, racing, dad jokes, fart jokes, stuff that my wife would probably not as enjoy as much as we do.
I hear you.
But, yeah, I was just glad to see you guys on, and I need to figure out how to do what you're doing.
Man, you're on your way right there. What's the name of your podcast? Just WKOP Podcast?
If you search WKOP, you can find it. It's actually called Wrong Kind of Podcast. And there's a little bit of a story behind that if you want to hear it. But yeah. Okay. So my wife and I were Christians, and she was trying to promote some Christian rock. And she was going into churches and giving flyers out. And she came back out, and she had her flyer still with her, and she had this rejected look, like a kid that didn't make the basketball team. And I said, what happened? She said, well, we don't do this here. You don't do what here? You know, celebrate Jesus in joyful noise? She's like, yeah, they don't do this here. I said, well, you're just the wrong kind of Christian, I guess. And that just kind of took off. Uh-huh. And I wanted to kind of keep a brand going across the, she's had a podcast too. And so I just changed it to Wrong Kind of Podcast. And I have a love for WKRP in Cincinnati, and I see myself as Dr. Johnny Fever.
Yeah, that was a good show.
I figured I would just say WKOP. So there's where we're at. That's how we got here.
You know, I think I have seen your podcast, and it's caught my eye. That Wrong Kind of Podcast. I think that caught my eye because I'm always scanning and scrolling through podcast, trying to see, you know, what's going on with people and try to give them a listen and just to see where they're at and try to help them, just try to promote them out there. But yeah, I vaguely remember seeing Wrong Kind of Podcast and thinking that's a unique name. So what's your name?
Justin. I don't want to call
Justin.
Yeah.
All right, Justin.
Well, you guys from here in country, I guess? Sound like you are.
Well, I'm located in Vancouver, Washington.
All right.
Eric, the host, or my other host, he's located in and around Atlanta, Georgia. Russ, our chief navigator for Tuesday and Thursday shows, he's in South Carolina. And Ralph from the Ralph William podcast, he is he's somewhere in the belly of the beast in the East Coast. I don't know where he's at. Mm.
Pennsylvania.
Where are you at? Pennsylvania, there he is.
Yeah, he's in Pennsylvania.
He's in Pennsylvania. Amish country. Yeah, but so yeah, I'm in Vancouver, Washington. That's where Studio One is located.
You guys are pretty much on the edges, and I'm right in the middle.
There you go. Where are you at?
Kansas, right on the Oklahoma-Kansas border, just straight north of Tulsa, about 1 hour.
Yeah, we got listeners in Kansas. We got listeners in Kansas.
So, Scooter and Spanky live in Tulsa from the Beans and Weenies show.
Oh, Beans and Weenies. I have to check that out. That's pretty much home for me.
They're usually on Mondays and Fridays if Spanky isn't busy with work. And they also have a third co-host, Jester, from the It's Doomsday podcast.
So have you checked out Livecast a lot, or are you new to the Livecast side of things?
You talking to me?
Yeah, Jester.
Yeah, this is it. I know that the app has a lot of things on it that I don't use, and I just stumbled across it. I saw something was going on, and I clicked on it. And here we are.
I do the majority of all my shows are live. I do them live. I'm like you. I've been with Podbeam and using Podbeam for going on almost 3 years now, and there's a ton of stuff that they offer and all that, and I don't do it because I am not a tech guy. I'm not tech savvy whatsoever.
Amen. Yes.
And so I don't even attempt to. You know, I do it. I figured out how to do a live show. I've been doing a live show ever since. People go, "Do you edit your show?" I go, what's editing? I don't edit nothing. I just do it live. I publish and I post. That's all I've been doing. And I have started doing some pre-recorded stuff. I call them my infocasts. They're anywhere from 3 to 5 minutes long. I'll do those and then I'll post those out there. But that's like trying to let the followers know what's going on with the show, what's coming up. talking about our trivia contest and that kind of stuff, just info stuff. And I might do an interview with somebody like you, Justin. I might say, hey, I'm going to do a little, you want to do a little 5-minute interview to introduce everybody to your podcast. And we'll do a little pre-recorded 5-minute shot. And then the Old Man's Podcast will post that out there as an intro to your podcast. And now that I've said that, if you want to do something like that, just let me know. And, we'll help get the,
well,
yeah, get out to you.
Same way. You guys are free. Think, call in.
Yeah. And I know your podcast, you know, like your username WKOP does kind of give off a WKRP vibe. I had to go ahead and do this.
All right. Thank you.
The WKRP in Cincinnati theme. And yeah, that was a good sitcom, by the way.
That was a good sitcom. And I just looked. I am following you. I am following you, Justin.
And I gave you a follow, too.
So return the thing. Give us a follow, too.
I had to write it down on my notes, or I won't. I got a bad case of CRS, so I had to write it down.
Yeah, so I gave you a follow as well, man. Give us a follow.
I'm getting to the point, even when I write it down, I forget.
Yeah,
you know, I'll forget where I put the note. Where's that note? You know, I have no idea.
My iPhone is full. I think I'm starting to become a cyborg, but I actually think I probably already am. But because you know, you're so attached to your phone. If it wasn't for my phone, I don't know if I'd remember to, you know, wake up.
So much of our lives is on our phones these days.
Just think about old. Yeah, think about the things that you grab from in your mind to talk about with your friends. It's Fucking stuff herbalist. That you have found. Your phone.
Yeah, so exactly. It's, yeah, something that you've read or something, yeah.
But your phone is becoming your random access memory.
Exactly. Exactly. I do a little Sunday, a pre-recording Sunday thing called Sunday Funny. And, you know, the old man's Sunday Funny. I post it on Sunday evenings. And they're only about three to seven, you know, 8 minutes long, depends on the stand-up comedian I get. And I just do little burps of stand-up comedians' content. And this one guy I posted, he was talking about that. He was saying how, you know, people, if we don't have our phones, all of a sudden we're lost. You know, nobody knows how to do anything. And he said that, except for us old guys, we still know how to read a map. You know, we know how to get a regular roadmap out, unfold it, and we might not be able to fold it back, but we can unfold it and read a map. You know, we can figure out where we're at, where we're going. And he was saying that this young kid comes up and goes, "Hey, mister, my phone's dead. I need to get directions. Can you tell me how to get to this place?" And he goes, "Yes, but you're going to have to listen to me and remember in your head what I'm going to tell you." You know, it was quite funny. Hey, but Justin, I wanted to ask you, because you said that you and your other buddies, you talk about sports in that.
Yes, sir.
Did you hear us talking about the, you know, the NFL and all that being partners with sporting stuff? I mean, betting?
No, I got in right on the language of, damn, see, I can't even remember what she's talking about. Help me out. Coleman. Dang it.
Oh, anyway. Language. Yeah, about language and thanks, English man. And all that.
No, yeah. That is interesting, though, that the NFL has tied in with sports betting. What, you know, my instantly go to Pete Rose. You know, it's like, hey, wait a minute, man. Pro sports are now partners with sports betting, but yet Pete Rose is sitting outside in the cold.
Yeah, that's what we were saying. That's what Russ brought up. Yeah.
I don't know.
Hey, that might be a good topic for you guys to go into, you know.
I think we've talked about before, but it can't be talked about enough.
No. Not at all. And it's, we got another good friend that called in, Joseph B. Joseph B has a podcast. It's called the I got it right here. Foolish Thoughts by a Fool for Learning, Joseph B. Joseph, how you doing, friend?
I'm doing well. Can you guys hear me okay?
Real loud and clear.
Excellent.
You know, I want to thank you guys. You helped market my podcast a bit. So I want to thank the old man and the crew, the entire crew out there. But I want to just shift directions. I have a question I want to pose to all of the podcasters out there.
Okay.
So I've been doing a pilot. And this is I talked to you about this a while back. A pilot, and piloting my podcast, and I do a scripted podcast, by the way, in Italian. And I want to find out from anyone out there, is there any other podcaster out there who does their podcast in English and then re-records it in another language? Because I have some questions. I want to find out if what I'm experiencing is the same as others are experiencing.
I don't know anybody that's doing that. I have no idea.
There's one show here on Podbean I've noticed on the live page that does an English show and a Spanish show, but they're usually on in the mornings, and they would normally be on opposite. I can't think of their name right offhand.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. But what I've been finding is that my Italian language podcasts, which are horrible, my pronunciation is not very good, is that I'm finding that I'm getting double or triple the number of downloads than I do for my English one.
There you go. Yeah.
Very interesting. But it takes a lot longer for me to do.
Well, that tells you right there that there's an audience for it. You know.
Yeah.
Let me say this. You noticed I do that. I have that little intro in Spanish at the beginning of my show. I have that little intro in Spanish. And I was talking to my friend, Roberto, that's who did that. And he's a marketing guy. Used to work. He works, or I don't think he works for him anymore. Hewlett Packard. And he's in he was a marketing guy. And he was telling me that, he asked me, he goes, so how are your downloads and your followers down around Mexico and South America? I go, there's one or two here and there. He goes, let's try something. Let's do a little bit of an intro in Spanish. He goes, now your show's going to be in English. Yeah. He goes, but if we do the intro in Spanish, that's like a welcoming thing to them. You know, you say it in Spanish, they're going to go, oh, look. Oh, okay. He's inviting us to listen to the show, and that invite's in Spanish, and let's listen. I mean, he says most of them are going to know English anyway, but if you invite them in Spanish, and I tell you what, guys, I've seen an increase in downloads, Ecuador, Brazil. I mean, I'm just seeing a big influx of these Spain. I'm seeing an influx of these Spanish speaking language countries on downloads. So you're on something there, Joseph. I mean, if you have the capability of doing your regular podcast in English, and then do it again in Italian. I mean, man, because now you're opening up the door for another group, another listening group. So I'm not surprised that you've seen an increase. I'm not surprised.
The interesting thing is the increase isn't coming from, I have no idea where the increase is, because it's definitely not Italy. I can tell you that much.
What's funny is there for a long time, we were getting a ton of downloads from India, Pakistan, and the people were listening to our shows because they were learning English. Mm-hmm. And they listened to us. They would call in and say, you know, hey, we like your show. We're learning English. We're learning English. And we listened to you to learn how to speak English, conversational English. And I was thinking, uh-oh. So we got a bunch of little Indian and Pakistanians and all these kids in the Middle East running around saying, what the French toast? And, you know, stuff like that, you know.
Right.
But no, I think if you could do a bilingual show of your podcast, that just opens the avenue for other listeners. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that will. Yeah, exactly. That's smart.
Yeah. We started getting some downloads from Iran. Now, I don't know if those are VPNs bouncing that way or what, but I know for a fact there's no Americans in Iran. So that was interesting.
We do have like a couple of people from Iran who listen to podcasts and come on the Podbean Live platform, like Ellie and Ahmad and and a really? Few other people that I remember seeing.
Right. Nice.
Yeah, I get quite a few downloads on my Iran. I get some Iranian people that come in my show.
I just assumed that wasn't.
Yeah, no. It's,
well, and, you know, we get a lot of people from India.
About this live side, there's a lot of Iranians. You'll see them down in the live shows now. There's a lot of them coming over here to Podbean.
Well, what better way to learn? We'll see. What better way to learn English than to listen to podcasts? You know, right. You're listening to people converse and communicate, and that just helps them with their English. You know, so yeah, I'm not surprised. We get a lot of people from the Middle East, the Southeast Asia. You know, and
India most notably.
And it's just it's great. I mean.
And what's good about listening to the live casts like these is you get people from all over that speak English with different accents. So you get to pick up.
Linda's a notable example from England.
Right. And another thing you guys could do is when you do your podcast, I didn't do it this morning, but this comes from my friend for marketing. He goes, now you got all these downloads coming in. I go, yeah. He goes, do you know any of the names of the people downloading you? I go, personal names? He goes, yeah. I go, no, I don't. I go, why is that? He goes, because when you start your show, if you start like the old kids shows, you know, Romper Room and that, where they would say, hello, Jimmy. And I see Joseph, listen to me. And I see Justin. Hi, Justin. Hi, Russ. And there's Eric, you know, and there's Amber. Hi, you know, that, and you know, as a little kid, you're watching it and you're going, they said my name, you know, and he goes, there's a lot of power to that. He goes, so, okay, you don't know their names. Mention the countries that they're coming from. Mention the countries. And so I started doing that. And sure enough, you start seeing a little upclick in numbers.
Yep.
I don't know the reasoning behind it, but that's why I'll do a list, you know. Hey, I want to welcome everybody from, you know, from Oregon, Washington, Kansas, Virginia, South Carolina, you know, North Carolina, Florida. I'll name the states, and then I'll name the countries. You know, welcome everybody from Canada, Australia, New Zealand, India. You know, the countries in Africa, Nigeria, Algeria. You know, I just start naming them. Thank you in Japan. Russia. Thank you. We get downloads from Russia. Thank you, Russia. You know, I mean, there's something about if you just acknowledge the people, you know.
I just this morning, I went out there by myself. Normally have guests, but I went out there to acknowledge our producers. We do the value for value model here at WKOP. So I went out there to personally, you know, name them. We don't always do it, but you're right. People do like to have that personal acknowledgement.
I went through and looked at my numbers for 20. I'm a numbers guy. I'm a retired quality control, quality assurance guy. Did that my entire working career. So I'm into numbers. I love numbers. I'm always tracking numbers. It's just, I'm anal. That's what I do. I just do it, you know, and all of 2022, I went back and looked. I never pulled in registered any downloads from Hawaii and Vermont, and there was one other state. I don't remember, but I mentioned them. I said, I don't get any downloads from you people. Come on, Vermont, what's going on? I said that over the air. I'm getting downloads from Vermont. How? I don't know. You know, I don't know how this all works, but I know it does, you know, and, you know, just little tidbits of information, little things that just help, you know, get you out there. You become more personal to your listeners, you know, if you start, you know, being like that. Another thing that helped us is this trivia contest of Eric's. I mean, Eric has a monthly trivia contest, and we do it every month. And, you know, what we're doing is we're making our podcast a little more personal. You know, we're getting the people involved, you know, getting the people involved. And we did it a couple of times, or one time we did it. No, I guess we've always used GloFlow Denver as a gift thing. But anyway, there's other trivia contests out there, and we decided I'm going to put a gift to it. What are they going to get if they win? I remember Grammy asking me, oh, that's nice. It's fun. What are they going to get? Let's give them a gift certificate to GloFlow Denver. Bam. So now they got something to shoot for and to win for, you know? And so we went from having only two people the first contest to now we're running, you know, anywhere from 10 to a dozen people that with the correct answers. We open it worldwide. I always tell people, if you can hear my voice, you are eligible to the contest. Just write your answer, Google it, get your answer, email it to theoldmanspodcast@gmail.com. And, you know, and it's taken off. So I guess my point, what I'm trying to say is you turn your podcast into a personal experience by naming countries that they're from, naming states that they're from, making it personal, welcome people when they come into your show. I don't know if you heard the big fuss we made over the guy that comes in, our follower, that guy. I love the name. I remember the first time he came in our show, I go, hey, look, that guy's here. He finally got, you know, so I mean, you know, we try to call everybody, call them out by name. Make them part of the show is what you're doing. So I hope that helps people, you know.
I've seen that guy, like our friend and down in the chat, you know, appear in other shows, but the only one show I ever remember him calling into was a slightly serious show, another show I'm proud to be a part of.
Yeah. So, you know, Joseph and Justin, I mean, just keep at it, man. Keep at it. And, you know, we'll do what we can. We'll do what we can to help you guys, to help promote you and get your name out there. And at, you know, I mean, we do the same thing for everybody. Man Cave Sounds, Amber May, Ralph, we do it for Ralph, you know. What are you getting in return, old man? I don't, you know, so, you know, they mentioned me, you know, and that's fine. You know, if I can, you know, if I can, share about their podcast, if I can get people to mention mine, great. You know, it's not a requirement. It's not a tit for tat. You do this for me, I'll do this for you. No, it's just what I like doing. I like this. I like to just help people.
Have you, any of you ever looked at podcastingindex.org?
No, I haven't.
Uh-uh. So I don't know if anybody, you're familiar with the No Agenda podcast. I'm sure somebody is. But so Adam Curry, you know, the pod father, as he's called, he invented the podcast, essentially. He has a website called podcastingindex.org or podcastindex.org. Anyway, it lists all of the podcasts that are, you know, registered and how many have downloaded in the last week, 30 days, 60 days. And there's a very small percent that consistently put out podcasts. And that's, if you're a numbers guy, you'll love this website, podcastindex.org.
Writing it down right now. I will check that out. So do you have a presence? I know Joseph does. Justin, do you have a presence on Twitter?
Yes. Yeah, I'm a WKOP Justin, and it's not, I've just recently, I couldn't get on Twitter for a long time. My account was locked for some reason. Had to create a new account.
I laugh because me too.
I don't even know what I did.
I got hammered and got, I used to be very political on that stuff, and I got kicked off of Twitter. And then when I started, I wanted to get on Twitter again. I'm going, I can't, how am I going to do this? So it's under the podcast. I went in on as the podcast, and I'm really careful. My Twitter account for the podcast is just for the podcast and for interacting with podcasters. You know, I don't do no political stuff because I don't want to lose this account. Yes. So, but anyway, and I know Joseph is on there. I locked in with a group of people there called Podcast Overlord. And I'm going to play the little ad I have for them. So let's listen to this ad for you people that have podcasts on Twitter. Here we go.
Hey, I found this new service on Twitter called Podcast Overlord. Is your podcast stuck in a Twitter fog? Overlord services can help, from retweeting your tweets to a more enhanced service where they will create daily posts for you. Overlord services can burn a hole through that fog and shine a light on whatever it is you want the world to see. Check out overlordshop.com/store. That's overlordshop.com/store.
Welcome, Mike.
Check them out today. See what they can do for you.
Now, the nice thing about what got me into Podcast Overlord is because once I started sharing my show on Twitter, I noticed these guys, Podcast Overlord, were retweeting my tweets every now and then. And I thought, well, that's interesting. What are these guys into? So I checked them out and I go, oh, they're a promoter. They promote stuff. You know, they promote podcasts. So I caught a hold of them. I gave them a month try. I didn't even make it through the month and I went yearly with them. I just said, hey, I like what you're doing. Excuse me. Because they get your name out there. They'll take your tweets and retweet them. Now here's the marketing thing. Cause like I said, I'm a numbers guy. Here's the marketing thing. At the time I'm going, okay, if I post my thing out there, it's going out to maybe the 300 or 400 followers I have on Twitter. Now, if Podcast Overlord retweets my tweet, it's now going out to 17,000 people on their account. And if they have someone on their account that retweets it that has another 5,000, I go, now we're getting another 5,000. And so I started seeing the snowball effect. And it's conceivable that you could end up having 100,000 people see your name, see your podcast, and it's all marketing. It's all getting your name out there. So that's why I turned to Podcast Overlord. And Eric can confirm this. We have had excellent success using these guys. There's a lot of residual downloading. The problem I have with most podcast promoters is they'll come in and they'll promote you hard for $300-$400 for a month. They'll pound your thing out there, but it's all kind of being controlled by robots, you know. You'll see an influx of downloads. Bam! You know, you got 12,000 downloads all of a sudden in a month. That's obvious. That's great. And then you go, well, I'm not going to re-up right now. I'm going to re-up a little bit later. Now your downloads drop way down to they were before. Boom, they just take a dump. And the one thing, I did that once, and the guy goes, well, are you going to re-sign up? I go, no, I'm not. He goes, why aren't you re-signing up? I go, where's the residual? Where's the residual results?
Yeah.
I mean, I had 10,000 downloads. I would think at least half of those people would lock into my show and still be downloading. I don't have nothing. What? Explain that to me. And I called him on the carpet. Explain to me why there's no residual results happening. What's going on? How are you doing these down? I started questioning their whole thing. And believe it or not, now none of those people contact me now. But now I did the same thing with Podcast Overlords. I explained it to them because I've got to know these guys pretty good. We're on speaking terms and we talk a lot. And I was explaining it to him and he goes, well, our results are based on people, actual people. And he goes, if they download you today and they like you, they're downloading you tomorrow. And so, and that all makes sense. So you want to be careful on who you put your money out there having promote you, you know, ask questions, just ask, especially ask about residual results. Well, I can send you this guy, this testimonial of this guy that says he got, you know, 20,000 downloads by using my service. Okay, but show me what happened when he stopped using your service. Let me see the residual results. You know, just don't throw your money out there. I mean, does that make sense to everybody?
Yeah, please, Sam.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so, you know. There was something I saw somebody in there and, I can't find out what it was, but anyway, I mean, that's what I was talking about. You know, you need to come up with some kind of marketing strategy, and this is the best way right here. This isn't costing you or any of us any money right now to talk about each other's podcasts. Because I'm averaging about 120, 150 downloads a day. But now that might not be for this particular show. I might get 45, 50 downloads for this show today when it ends. But by week's end, give me 7 days. By 7 days, I've now had 85 to 90 people download this particular show. And that's what gets everybody hearing your name and getting your stuff out there, you know, is just doing what we're doing right now. Networking. We need to get back to networking with people, you know.
I'd say probably all the podcasts that I have listened to in the past or do currently listen to, I heard the host on another show, or I heard the host talk about another show. So yeah, what you're doing is what's got me into podcasting, essentially.
I love it. I love it. I love talking. You know, I love talking. Yeah. I love sharing results in that. And you know, it's no. I was told this by somebody in a different podcasting. But it was like I was telling, you know, wow, should you really be saying that? And the guy goes, hey, there ain't no secrets. You know, there ain't no, and it isn't like in podcasting, there's no secrets. You know, I don't have no secret. There's no secrets on how to do this. There's no secret in how I got the results that, you know, Eric have. You know, there's no secret. There's a formula. There's a process. And we're willing to share and share that process and that formula with anybody, you know, because there is no competition. I don't look at other podcasters as competition. You know, I don't think of Joseph, you or Justin. I don't think of you guys. You know, we're not in competition. I'm not in competition with Russ or Ralph. You know, we're podcasters. We're just fulfilling a thing that we do that we love doing, you know. We're not in competition. There's no competition. You know, just do what you're going to do. You know, just do what you do. And if you get stuck, you're in a little bit of a rut, just seek out someone that's willing and ready to help you. Eric and I want to be that podcast. We want to be that podcast where we help people and help you get going, you know. So I mean, there's people out there. I know they don't like me. I know they don't like me for whatever reason, and I don't care. I don't know anybody. I don't know anybody out there personally. I could walk past anybody in the street. I don't know you, and if you don't like me, I don't care. But I will say this: if you apply our principles, if you apply our plan to your podcast, you will see tremendous results. I'm telling you, it just works. Go ahead.
I got a question for you. Have you experienced where you're out in public and you're talking to somebody? I'll just give you a specific. I was fishing and there was a guy in a boat a little bit off the shore. I started talking to him and he said, I feel like I know you. I said, okay. And he said, are you on a podcast? And I said, do you like the podcast? And he said, yeah, so that's me. Well, anyway, I said, how the heck did you know? He said, your voice. I recognize your voice. So it happens out in public around here. So, yeah, it definitely
works. If that happened to me out in public, Justin, I'm telling you, if that happened to me out in public, I'd probably have a heart attack and fall over.
it was odd. And people come up and talk to us like they know us.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, that's never happened to me. But, boy, that would be awesome. That would be awesome. You know,
we'll sometimes have guests in studio that are longtime listeners. And when they walk in, I don't really like to tell where the studio is, you know, just because I don't need a lot of things. But anyway, when they come in, they're like, oh, there's that thing you talk about. And they feel like they know us.
Yeah. Yeah. I try to through the podcast. I mean, I try to get people to feel like they know me, they know Eric, they know Russ, and they know Shannon, who does I call them chief navigators, our co-host. She's on Wednesday, and Shonda is on Mondays. See, I have a different, there's the base of our podcast, the Oman's podcast, the base is me and Eric. We're the base. We're the cornerstone. And off of that, we've built, we've got three fantastic co-hosts. We got Mundy. We have Shonda Sinclair, who has a podcast, Van Life Pantries. And then on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we've got Russ Brown, who's got a podcast, Outside of Normal Podcast, who is ranked in the top 20 of top podcast hosts on Podbeam right now, I might say.
Dang. So,
big shout out to Russ right there. And then on Wednesdays, we have Shannon Lynn Jordan, who is also a podcaster. She has had a conspiracy podcast, and now she's working on doing a true crime podcast. So we are so fortunate and blessed and lucky to have three quality podcasters as co-hosts. I mean, and it just works. And each one brings a different thing to the table. And that's why, like, our Mundy show with Shonda is not like the other shows. Our show with Shannon is not like Shonda or Russ's shows, and our shows with Russ aren't like there. You see, and so we have evolved into where we have the old man's podcast, but we basically have a slightly different show every day of the week. And then Fridays are Promote Your Podcast Day, and I kind of call it a major free for all, you know, and we just have it that way. So, I mean, and was this all by accident and by design? Kind of, sort of. But we turned it and worked it into a marketing thing, and the results. It's like I tell people, the numbers don't lie. The numbers will tell you. The numbers will tell you how you're doing and what's going on. So, if you're listening to my voice and you're out there and you're thinking about a podcast and you want to do a podcast, I'm telling you, you can. You can do it. Well, I don't know where to start. Where do I start? Go to my webpage, www.theoldmanspodcast.com. Go to my webpage. Go along the top where it says partners. Click that partner tab and look at what it shows you on that page. You've got the School of Podcasting. You can contact those people. You can contact Podcast Overlord. You can contact those people. The links are to their web pages. Podbeam. You can contact Podbeam to get started. Get this whole ball rolling. The link is there. And then I have some other things. I have other friends of our show, like HolyShift.com, GoloFlow Denver, and WESN Epic Strategies Network, which is a radio station, an internet radio station that Ralph William runs. And so you can go there and find that information, and you could find everything you need to get a podcast going. I'm telling you, it's easy. Yeah.
On your website, is there a way to contact you? Because I would like to contact you and talk to you about how you're doing this and what equipment you're using and that kind of deal.
Yes, you can. But I'll tell you right now, my email address for the show is The Old Man's Podcast. You know, here, I'll type it in the chat room. Oh, no, it's right there. Eric put it in the chat room for you. The Old Man's Podcast at gmail.com. You can contact me there.
That's easy. All right.
And ask me anything. Ask me anything.
I just followed you on Twitter, Justin.
Thank you.
I'm open to answer any questions. I just want to help people. I mean, that's what I do.
Networking really does work, though. Like what you do here, help promoting other podcasts really does work. Just a cheap plug for what I do. I got Laguna Knot Media, and underneath it, I got Low Standards and Pours, which is a live show on Thursdays, and there's Potluck Podcast, which is live on Wednesdays, and you got South Oz, who's live throughout the week as well. And then
I follow all those people too.
And my show that's live at 10 p.m. every night, Outside of Normal. But the reason I say networking works is because Eric hooked me up with Low Standards and Pours and Podcast. If it hadn't been for Eric, I wouldn't have met them and got them underneath Laguna Knot.
It all works out really well. Joe Antonio as well.
Yeah, and Joe Antonio is on throughout the week, Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, sometimes Saturdays. He runs usually about 8 o'clock at night Eastern. He's another good one. But Outside of Normal also is partnering with WESN here soon, and will be found on the Epic Strategies Network, which is another person I met because of your show. And so it works.
Now, see, and my networking with everybody, you know, it works. I have, you know, I've been a follower and a fan of Ralph William podcast from the day I got involved in podcasting, which is when I was a co-host with my son on the Dreadnought 928 podcast. And I tell you what, I mean, I network a lot with Ralph. I tell people about Ralph's show. I know Ralph tells people about my show, and it just works. I mean, you know, you get the word out there and it works. I mean, now, Russ, I mean, since you and I hooked up, you know, and I, you know, and you volunteered to come on here because Shandon, Shonda, and Russ, I put out a thing, Eric and I put out a thing saying, looking for a co-host. Those three people contacted me, plus a couple of others, but they were the first three to contact me and said, "Hey, I want to be a co-host of yours. I want to be a co-host on your show." And so in talking with Eric, we go, "Well, Eric, instead of picking one, why don't we just do all three?" And bam, that's how the current format was birthed. You know how it was formed. But let me ask you, Russ. So, and I don't mean to put you on the spot or anything. And, but since you locked in and you and I started working together and we started, promoting, have you seen an upclick? Have you seen an increase
Yeah. Yeah, I got a lot of viewers I got a lot of listeners that come over to the podcast or because they come to your podcast.
See, that is what it's all about. That is what it's all about. Now, Shonda, she's a published author. She's an author. She's a writer. And on our webpage, Shonda is she's my lead writer for the blogs on my webpage. She writes blogs and puts them in our webpage. And through her connections now, we have a lot of ties in with people that are authors that are pushing books, you know, and this and that. And, you know, it just snowballs. It just snowballs. Because that's one thing that another thing we're trying to do here on our podcast is we're promoting, and a lot of this is thanks to Shonda. We want people to start reading again. You know, we want people to pick up a book and read, feed your brain, you know. Whether it's a fictional book, nonfiction, adventure, true crime, you know, funny stuff, just graphic novels, just feed your brain, start reading. And now, man, I've got, I'm closing in on 1,900 followers on Twitter. And man, I have a lot of authors and book writers and all this and that because of that message. So, this is good stuff, people. Hi, Duke James. Good to see you, brother.
Mr. A.
I'm just excited. I'm just excited. You guys are awesome. You guys are all awesome. I don't know what else to say. I don't know what to say, man. I just know what to say. Yeah. Anybody got anything else? Do you feel the excitement in the air? That's for you, people. That's for you listening to this podcast right now. The excitement is to get you going. Go ahead.
I think I found my people. That's what I'm feeling like.
Yeah, and I've given this invitation to Joseph and Justin. I'm going to give it to you. You have an open invitation to come into our show anytime and let us know what you got working on. I mean, if you got a special show coming up, Amber May, she does it. You got a special show coming up. You want to get the word out. Please take advantage of us. Come on in. Tell us about it. Call in. We'll let you tell everybody. And let's just, our whole purpose is to get ears on your podcast. So you got a special thing coming up. Let us know. And, let's get it promoted. Let's get out there. It's just like, and if you want to do a little, and if you want me to do a little infocast with you, just say the word. It's really easy to do. All I need you to do is give me a phone number that I can call you on, and I'll fire it. It's non-live. We don't go live with it. I just set it up. I start the show. I call you. We talk 3 or 4 or 5 minutes of what's going on. We end it. Bing, bang, boom. We got the information. Then I post it. And I distributed out there among all my social media. Now, see, and this is what I like. You know, we get something and I post it out there. Say Justin or Joseph or Ralph, you know, even Ralph, Russ, you know, you guys got something special coming up. I do my little mini cast. I do my little five-minute mini cast. I post it. Now it's going out to my, you know, my 2,500 followers. Podcast Overlord picks it up and they share it out among their 21,000 followers. You see this? You see it? You see how it's going to snowball? I've got other people on Twitter that will take it and put it out there with 10,000 followers and it just snowballs. Now we get the word out there. Bam. You know, the simplest thing is getting the word out there. It's like, it's almost like a like people talk about Amway. Remember the old Amway?
You sell Amway.
I went and I sat in this Amway thing, and I've been involved in promotional advertising. I started my own business. I had a brother-in-law that raised his whole family on doing promotional advertising. And so I learned a lot of marketing stuff from him. And I'm sitting in this Amway thing. The guy goes, you know, all you need is like to make 100 sales, make 100 sales and blah, blah. He's going on and on. And I raise my hand. He goes, yes. I go, you're not being totally honest with everybody. He goes, what do you mean? I go, in order to get to five sales, you've got to get out there and talk, knock on the door to 200 people. Out of that 200 people, you get the word out to, maybe 100 of them will show a little bit of interest. Out of that 100 that show a little bit of interest, maybe 20 of them will actually think about ordering something. Out of the 20 that are thinking about ordering something, 5 will actually order. I go, that's marketing. That's why you find an avenue that will spread your word, spread your podcast, get it out there to hundreds of thousands of people. Out of that hundreds of thousands of people that hear about you know, wrong kind of podcast, you know, you could easily pick up 100, 200 followers, you know, or you could easily pick up 200 downloads, you know, but you got to get it out there. You got to get the word out there. If people aren't going to follow you and they're not going to download your show if they don't know you're out there.
You know? Amen, brother. I've been struggling with reach for a while and Facebook or whatever, you know, But anyway, I have yet to figure out how to really get out there. And I'm on 4 or 5 different social media platforms. And hopefully, maybe, I think I've just found a positive experience.
I think you did. I really do. It's going to work. It's going to work. The principle will not fail you. You know, it'll work. It'll work. The more people know, the more. And my wife, she asked me one day, she goes, so what's important to you? What's important to you? Followers, the follower number or the download number? What's more important to you?
Good question.
And I told her, downloads. Downloads are more important because downloads mean people are listening. And if people are listening and they like what they're hearing, they'll become a follower. So you see where I'm going with that? I mean, yep. I'm not too concerned with followers. I mean, I love my followers. I'm glad you guys are following me. I want more. But I love downloads because out of the downloads, that tells me people are listening. People are listening to the show. And out of the downloads, your followers will come. I mean, that's just simple. You know, they're not going to follow you, blindly follow you if they're not listening to your show. So I think that's the relationship between the numbers. You know, that's the relationship between the numbers. You could have 5,000 followers. You could have 5,000 followers. If you look at the total number of downloads, they might only be 1,500 downloads. Well, as a numbers guy, what that's telling me is no one's listening. I would much rather see it the opposite. I'd much rather see somebody with, you know, a ton of downloads and a small number of followers. That means people are listening. People are listening. And now I don't have sponsors. I don't have people that are sponsoring me. I don't have people paying me. I don't have any sponsors. This is all just a big, this is all just a big hobby for me. This is a hobby. But what I've learned is that sponsors, when they're looking for people to sponsor, they're not too interested in the number of followers as they are the number of downloads. And why is that? Because downloads tell them how many people are listening. So that's something that you might want to, you know, you knew people doing podcasts, you're becoming, you know, you want to start a podcast. That's something you might want to get in your mind right away. You know, is okay. What am I going for? You got to go for listeners. You got to go for listeners.
And that is the exact opposite. Just to let you know, of an Instagram, where Instagram is looking for followers, not necessarily the clicks, but the like and the likes. The other thing is the likes. And the reason I say that is because my daughter is a food influencer. And once she hit 10,000 followers, she was raking in lots of people coming to her and saying, we want you to promote our company, our restaurant, and we will pay you. So it's a very big difference.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, but there too, I think the thought that you have the followers is because they viewed what you got. You know, they viewed right. you there, and they keep coming back and they're viewing you. Right. Yeah, it all depends on their platform, what's going on in that. But
I agree with you 100%. The downloads here are the most important thing if you're looking for sponsorship or. You want to know what downloads are the most important. I have to agree 100% with you.
Yeah. And you know what? I think my principles are sound and I think they work, but to each his own, really. I mean, if you come up with something, if you're new out there and you got a different plan, do it. Use your plan. The thing is, have a plan. The thing is you got to have a plan.
Even a bad plan is better than no plan.
Even a bad plan is better than no plan. Yeah, don't just, you know, you're from a hip. Just, you know, you got to take aim. You got to take aim. So Underground Shuffle, a good friend of our show, and we've worked together. We cross-promote. He says, we are live every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern time. We're on YouTube, Anchor, FM, Twitch, and Twitter. Be sure to follow and subscribe to our platforms to stay update on when the show goes live. Thank you and enjoy the show. And make sure to go follow WESN Radio. He's on WESN Radio now too. And download their app, W/ESN on Android and Apple Store. And you can hear us on the Epic Strategies Network. That's true. You can hear him on the Epic Strategies Network. And
chat, he had mentioned that his season finale is the 19th of January. And he wants everybody to make sure they join for that episode.
Yes, I see it right there. We are having our season finale coming up January 19th, episode 60. And we want everyone to come into the show and chill and enjoy the music. I tell you, I go in there. I go in there because I like the guy. I like Marley 773. I like him. I like his show. I like his co-hosts and that. And I'll go in there and I'll listen to it. And it's a great show. I mean, another thing he does too, if I can really quick, go to their webpage, the Underground Shuffle podcast webpage. If you're a creator of independent music, and they don't care what the genre is, but if you're a creator of independent music, your music, get a hold of these guys, go to their webpage, and they have a thing where they will listen to your music. And, they might spotlight your music on their show because they pick people to spotlight their music on their show. And I've heard them pick people. I've heard people that they've picked and played. And I'm telling you, it's a good avenue to get your music out there. So Underground Shuffle, they do a great job. And I really like these guys. So give them a check. I always say on any of these podcasts that we talk about on the show, give them a listen, give them a like, give them a follow. give them a subscribe to them on these the visual things like YouTube. Give them a subscribe to them, and let's just support everybody. It doesn't hurt you to support, you know, people. It doesn't hurt you. Give them a support, you know. And let's have a good time. Let's enjoy doing what we're doing. But yeah, Justin and Joseph knows this for a while. But yeah, email me. You got something? You got questions? You want to talk about stuff? You know, I'm there. I'm retired. This is all I got going, and I'll talk to you.
That's a lot going on.
But we're about ready to wrap up the show. But I tell you what, this has been a great show. Again, don't forget the trivia. Eric, you want to give them the trivia question one more time?
The trivia question, of course, for the month of November, for the month of January, excuse me. The category is literature, and this month's trivia question, I'm posting it in chat one more time, and it reads, in the Harry Potter series, the Hogwarts motto in Latin is Draco Dormiens Nunquam Titillandus. What does it mean in English? And if you know the answer, instead of posting your answer in chat, email it along with your name to theoldmanspodcast@gmail.com. And you have until next Thursday at 12 a.m. midnight Eastern time, which is 11 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Mountain, and 9 p.m. Pacific, to submit your entries. And the correct, you know, answers that get submitted via email, you know, will be eligible to take part in a drawing next Friday when we have draw that lucky winner's name and reveal the answer. And the prize up for grabs is the $50 gift certificate to Glowflow Denver. And of course the website glowflowdenver.com. And speaking of like Glowflow Denver, you know, like a discount promo code is the old man 10.
Yes. If you order something online from them, you can use this promo code. I'm typing it in right now. I thought I typed it in. Hold on a second. Just use this promo code and you can get 10% off of your purchase, your total price at Glowflow Denver. There it is right there. Use that promo code and you can get 10% off your thing. All right. Hey, Justin, before you go, I always like to give everybody an opportunity to share one last little bit of tidbit of information and encouragement or whatever to the people we're listening to. So go ahead, sir. You got something you want to share with everybody? Just give it a shout out.
I'm just glad that I found you folks, and I hope to take part in what you got going on more often. And of course, go over and check out our podcast. I think we're everywhere. Wrong Kind of Podcast, pretty much any platform. And you can also go to our website, which is a bit janky, but hey, you know, I work during the day and I'm not real smart. WKOpodcast.com. And you can find out about our value for value model. We got some shirts over there, which, once again, the website isn't the most awesome. Maybe I'll get some help. And I appreciate you letting me get on here and tell the world about myself.
Anytime, Justin. It's a pleasure and an honor to meet you, my friend. Thank you very much. Hey, Joseph. Joseph B., you got anything you want to say to everybody?
Yes. First, it's a pleasure virtually meeting Justin. I followed your show now. And next week's show will be on a term, a brand new business term. You know, my podcast is about business and training and learning. My podcast next week on Tuesday and Thursday will be entitled about the term called Slack-splaining. Slack-splaining. So listen in if you want to learn all about Slack-splaining.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you. Man. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Russ, my man, Mr. Number 12. On Podbeam's all top 20 podcasters, we are so honored to have you part of our team. What would you like to say to everybody before we
check us out at LagunaNotMedia.com for me and all the other creators underneath that umbrella. Make sure you check out Ralph Williams, WESN, and grab yourself a Moon Pie, a Mountain Dew. Have a great weekend. Check me out right after this show at 12. I'll be running. And you can check me out then, and tonight at 10. Until then, everybody have a great day.
Thanks, brother. Absolutely. As always, man, we love you.
Well,
thanks for being.
And then a couple other podcast friends that came and say Amber May. I mean, she's another good one worth checking out. And I saw her on Slack 82 the other night, and I think she's was in Josh Barnett's like Twitter Spaces the other night. So hopefully she's going to work on getting her good friend Josh Barnett and a gentleman named, I can't think of his last name right offhand, out of New Jersey on her podcast sometime. So hopefully she'll keep us posted on that. But in the meantime, you'll have, like Russ said, he'll be going on, you know, with a special lunchtime show, and then he'll, of course, be back later on tonight. But otherwise, today you'll have Milk Dog, Duke James, The Frankie D Show, The Swamp Doesn't Lie, and hopefully the Friday edition of the Beans of Weenie Show if they're on this evening. And of course, throughout the weekend, the Big Daddy Al's podcast in Crazy Town, and Joe Antonio, and, you know, Dude Sean, and of course, we look forward to doing it again next week, along with other friends you'll see, like Ralph, and, oh, and the It's Doomsday podcast, the Potluck podcast, and Slacker 82 Alpha.
Yeah, don't forget, keep an eye out for Van Life Pantry, the Johnny Tacos Show, Amber May's podcast again. Check her out. You'll love her podcast. Stewie Griffith on Sunday mornings for a laugh, Opinionated Lushes on YouTube. Check them out. Joseph's podcast, Foolish Thoughts by a Fool for Learning. The Two Old Parts podcast, check them out. The Super Had Not Bros podcast on YouTube. And don't forget our new friend, Justin, The Wrong Kind of Podcast. Check him out. And, of course, my dear friend, Marley773 on the Underground Shuffle podcast. You'll find him live Thursdays, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Don't forget to check him out. One thing, I'm going to stop this for a second. One thing is, folks, all the stuff I've shared, all the things I talk about, these are just my opinions. These are how I do things. They work for me. You know, hopefully they'll work for you. But if you've got your own plan and your own ideas of doing them, by all means, do them. There is not a wrong way. You know, just do it. Just get out there and do it. Keep moving forward. Keep your life going forward. You know, if we ain't moving, we ain't living. And if we ain't living, we're dying. Keep moving forward. Just keep moving forward. I want to thank you. If you're new to the show, hit that follow button and come on back. Keep the downloads coming. We deeply appreciate each and every one of you. And we look forward to seeing you next week. I mean, we'll be here Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific time, 10 a.m. Eastern time. Come on in and visit the Old Man's Podcast. We're here. We're waiting for you.
And Mr. A also recommends another good podcast, Substance for Days, on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yes. Sure to check them out. Sure to check them out. All right. What a great show, Eric. What a great show. Good times. Good times.
The second week of 2023 is finally in the books.
Yes, it is. Get those entries
and in. And, of course, we got the three-day weekend coming up.
That's right. Martin Luther King Day is Monday. Three-day weekend, people. Woo! And, yes, we will be having a podcast. We'll be going live Monday at 7 a.m. Man, what a great day.
Well, we'll do it again next week, everybody. Make a great weekend and see you around the pot thing.
Yes. Good times. Good times. Thanks, everybody.
And that concludes another week of podcasting excellence. Tune in next week for more laughs and fun, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Good day and good night.
Later.
Later, Gators.